Shalom,
היום נקרא
קטעים. Hello friends, today we'll be reading selected excerpts on the subject of Ibur, conception. You can watch the lesson and ask questions on kab.tv, and some related to the lesson may be asked here during the lesson.
If we are already ready, if we are prepared to rise above our corporeality in subjugation over the corporeality, we can perhaps get to know a little bit and study what is called the entrance to spirituality. And it starts with Ibur, impregnation or conception. Of course, any spiritual state is made as darkness in a corporeal state. We must lose the previous state, and there has to be concession over the previous state. And along with that, the society, the group has to grow stronger, because the group is already the spiritual state, as it gives up the previous corporeal state, which therefore seems as a dark, black, and it's actually help from above that we see it this way. And then we have to connect, and this is an effort on a higher spiritual level. And that way, we can enter the first contact between us and with the upper one to the same extent. As much as we try to be as one, so we will be as one with the upper one. And this first contact is called the beginning of the Ibur, the beginning of the spiritual life. Therefore, let's hope that we've studied a little bit, we've absorbed a little bit from these stages of subjugation, and we're capable of entering the stages of Ibur. Get to know them a little bit. Of course, we will have to perform many additional actions in order to know subjugation as well. However, we will advance, because to stay in the same place, I don't think that there are many people here who have the required patience to truly get to know this matter of subjugation. To be in subjugation, towards subjugation. And again, I say that any new state is, there was evening and there was morning one day, it starts as darkness, losing the previous state, and there's darkness ahead. When a person is already used to the fact that by this, the Creator is starting to take him to the next stage, and the fact that he feels unpleasantness and fear and discomfort, it actually makes him happy, because he feels that finally here he is before a new state. It's always elevation, you're always elevated in sanctity, never lowered, that is for sure. So we have to just realize that our coming together is what is required of us. And the Creator, according to how much we are ready to unite, that is, to accept a more spiritual state, accordingly, he will also build in us preparations and exercises so that we will quickly implement them and advance. So, let us study about Ibur. What is it? According to the excerpts, mostly it's from the Rabash articles. again. After that, we will study Ibur from Tas, part 10, in order to receive the reforming light. And that way, we will advance. After subjugation, this is the next stage. And again, we're going through these things because it's a kind of an introduction or a preface, an opening. So let's hope that we will be in a state where we will be in these states, live them, feel them, implement them in practice, both according to Rabash and also according to Baal HaSulam. And we will advance in practice, in actuality. But now, for the time being, at least as preparation, as a surrounding light, reforming light, etc. So please, go ahead. If there are any questions, you can ask them, because these verses are not only for us to talk about them and connect on top of them, but also that we will understand them, know them, so that it will enter not only the heart, but also the mind. Okay? For the time being, yeah? What, Eddie? Would you don't have a microphone?
So we've given up the phase of preparation?
No, we didn't give up on that. I just think we have to stop it because it is beginning to become ordinary. We've lost the taste in it. It's been 5 days now, or how long did we study it? We studied it for 5 days, and I see that people are no longer impressed. They're going through it superficially, and that's not good. Subjugation should be each moment in life. We talked about that. It should be as expectation, anticipation. I'm searching for subjugation, for the place of subjugation. I'm searching for it. And if so, if I have such an anticipation, then I see that the Creator is always giving it to me. Another difficulty, another question, something else. Somebody is giving me a hard time, I'm not happy with something, something is going on with me, inside, outside, it doesn't matter which and how, with respect to each and everything, I have to say that there is none else besides him, even good who does good, I have to feel that. So that means subjugation. And I see that after a few days, it's impossible to hold on to it anymore with attention, with alertness. We'll come back to it. But for the time being, we will advance.
So what's correct for us to do right now in preparation for this study?
Well, I cannot stay in the same topic that to me seems the most important. However, it doesn't seem to everyone in that same degree of importance. I mean, what can I do? It says, educate a boy according to his way. So for the time being, we'll get to know the next stage, and later on we'll come back to it, because Ibu also completely has to do with subjugation. In order to enter Ibu, I must subjugate myself completely. To be Ubal, an embryo, inside of the upper one, I must annul myself completely. And therefore, this topic, it's not that we're leaving it. Rather, it is going to take on some new image, some new characteristic, a new importance and urgency. And maybe this will be better for people when they see how much subjugation is the foundation for Ibur. And everything, the first Ibur, second Ibur, Gadlut, it is all about subjugation. It is all about how we annul ourselves towards the Creator, and we take upon ourselves what we call the burden of the kingdom of heaven, and we reach a state where even, you know, of a loyal servant, the one most trusted in his household, all of these grand concepts.
There's this feeling that we had an opportunity to fulfill and we missed it. And
No. I'm not saying that. We can't not take into consideration our state. As far as I'm concerned, I have here plenty of materials that we didn't go through regarding subjugation. We'll go through it, but again, I'm saying in order not to lose the feeling of innovation, the awakening that is now missing. There are people who are not capable of awakening themselves each and every day. And I also asked, as you can see, we were also studying with a different method in the last few days. And I asked them throughout the day, how much do you go through it? How much do you have an opportunity to subjugate yourselves? What do you do and how? And there are all kinds. So what should I do? I don't know what, to have a vote here and go accordingly? I see that whichever way we vote or we don't vote, well, we will see. Maybe today we'll go through a few excerpts in Ibu, about Ibu. We will see how much these things are actually advancing more about subjugation, and then we'll come back to subjugation. It's all in our hands. Nevertheless, don't worry. I'm in control of the materials, and I'm in control of the process. And if it doesn't seem this way, then it's worthwhile for you, if so, to be more certain about what you have to do. I don't show myself as knowing and being certain, being in control, managing each and everything, because in order to develop a person, let him grow, you also have to give him some place to choose to be uncertain and to feel that he is free.
No,
you don't need to be worried. We're not missing out on anything. Go ahead, please.
First excerpt on the subject of Ibu from Abash, Article 31 concerning Yenika, nursing, and Ibu, impregnation. The beginning of the entrance into the work of the Creator is regarded as Ibu, or impregnation, when one cancels his self and becomes impregnated in the mother's womb. As it is written, "Hear, my son, your father's instruction, and do not forsake your mother's teaching." This comes from the verse, For if you call the mother, understanding Bina, meaning that he cancels self-love called Malchut, whose original essence is called will to receive in order to receive, and enters the vessels of bestowal called Bina. One should believe that before he was born, meaning before the soul descended into the body, the soul was adhered to the Creator. And now one longs to adhere to him as prior to her descent. This is called Ibu, when one completely annuls his self.
As if we are in the same topic of annulment. Yes, go ahead. Next. That is, it is more than subjugation, as we talked before. This is more soft with respect to all kinds of incidents and different states. Here, for sure, it's with respect to the group, with respect to the upper one, and it's not just subjugation. When I seemingly accept the reason of the upper one in a kind of soft manner, rather, I completely annul myself in a way that it's total. I don't care about my emotion, I don't care about my mind. Subjugation doesn't require of me to accept the authority of the upper one over myself, but just to subjugate myself and let him rule. Ibu is when I start to prepare myself to a stage where the upper one will rule me. I want him to control me. I'm ready in some way, each time more and more, to take upon myself his entire control, so that his mind and his heart, the understanding, the awareness, the attitude to life, the attitude to everything will come in and fill up my kelim and will format me in a new way. Simply, completely, altogether. That I will lose everything. My matter is there, yes, and all the rest, it's the upper one. So it's not subjugation, it's the next stage. However, bit by bit we need to get to know both this and that in a kind of flow, the way we pass to this and then to that, and there's also sometimes coming back. It's not just all done at once, as usual, as with all of the spiritual actions. It requires actions of entry and exit, until we come to the complete zivug, coupling. Once again, please.
The beginning of the entrance into the work of the Creator is regarded as ibu. When one cancels his self and becomes impregnated in the mother's womb, as it is written, "Hear, my son, your father's instruction, and do not forsake your mother's teaching," or your mother's Torah. This comes from the verse, "For if you call the mother," understanding bina, meaning that one cancels self-love, called malchut, whose original essence is called the will to receive in order to receive, and enters the vessels of bestowal, called bina. One should believe that before he was born, meaning before the soul descended into the body, the soul was adhered to the Creator. And now one longs to adhere to him as prior to her descent. This is called ibu, when one completely annuls his self.
Any questions? And later on we will have a workshop. So, go ahead. Yes, Lior. Whatever you want, if you want to read it again, just say what you want and we'll go accordingly. Well, go ahead and ask.
When we talk about subjugation, then the object we speak of that undergoes the process is the ten. It's not an individual, right? The object that undergoes this process.
There is subjugation with respect to the lights and with respect to the kelim. So let's elaborate on this thing a little bit. With respect to the lights is that when I see, let's say, that something is happening to me, let's say you get upset at me, and I subjugate myself with respect to you, because I see that behind you stands the Creator, and he is performing this action, so I subjugate myself. I see in you as the messenger, and the Creator is the one who is actually doing it, and I am the matter that needs to change by that. This is the subjugation with respect to the light. What else did you ask? Oh, about the ten, right?
Not precisely.
Well, yeah?
The question is a bit different. I'll ask again, perhaps more clearly. So let's say, if we assume that we're talking about the ten as the object, not Leo as, or each one of the individual people here, right? Not each one of us as an individual, but rather a ten.
Yes.
If that's the assumption, then what is the womb of his mother, this place where this ten enters, what is that?
We'll see. You're kind of jumping ahead a little bit. Of course, the upper one is the ten. It is a state. The upper one is a state where we enter and surrender towards our connection in the ten. That is the upper one. Yeah?
If the upper one is the ten, then the embryo is each one of us as an individual? Or is the embryo the ten and there's something above it into which the ten enters?
And later on, the ten is an ubar, an embryo. That's okay. Next.
No, I'll just say it because of these past few days. I think it's a sensation shared here in the society. We're not talking about an individual going through this process, but a 10 that's going through it.
But are you there already? Do you have no problem to enter the 10? You're always in that feeling and understanding and actions that it's all always inside of the 10? Or you have the work of going in there each time?
Of course, still. But it's much more sharper, this feeling. If we're talking about the 10 as the object undergoing this operation, but
you're going to have more of that. Yes.
You started explaining to Leo that there is subjugation in respect to the lights and in respect to the vessels. And you said that in respect to the light,
when I recognize that the Creator is seemingly standing behind each and every action, as with the Kalim, it's with respect to the ten.
So subjugation in respect to the light is subjugation towards the friend? Because you said that I see the Creator standing behind the friend.
Yes, it's with respect to the friends.
And subjugation in respect to the vessel?
It's with respect to the connection. Well, each time we will advance with these definitions. Yes.
So even now, the Creator is filling me entirely. My thoughts, my heart, my mind.
We are at the end of correction, however, who knows about it?
Yes, but here he speaks of something different. He says that the Creator fills everything, but also it's a different software, different program in this filling. Meaning even now, in subjugation, the thoughts all come from the Creator. A person subjugates himself and he sees that everything comes from the Creator.
Yes.
So what's the difference between this and the embryo here? How is it different?
The ubal, the embryo, is going to achieve, in practice, in actuality, the upper existence. His first attainment, the entrance to the upper reality, is Ibu, when he completely annihilates himself.
So he carries out an active action so that the Creator fills him with what? The software, the program changes, right? He enters bestowal. Is that the Ubal?
He enters with annulment.
Annulment. What is annulment?
Annulment, that he annuls himself.
But also in subjugation, he annuls himself.
Well, subjugation, it's, well, relative each time, from one time to the next, from one time to the next. The ultimate subjugation is, annulment. It's the beginning of the Ibu.
And then adhesion begins, and then the program turns into bestowal entirely?
Yes, to the extent that he annuls himself, he enters a connection. Well, adhesion? No, we can say adhesion. There are degrees in it, therefore I can't say, if I just say yes to you now, then for your whole life you'll just accept that.
So what does he feel the moment he enters into this embryo? What changes? How does he begin to live?
He lives by being annulled with respect to the upper one.
And what changes in him, which is the first annulment?
Are you familiar with the drop of semen entering the uterus and it starts to develop? So what are you asking? It starts to develop through the forces of the upper one because he annuls himself, and to the extent that he annuls himself, the upper one takes care of him.
So it's the entrance into the spiritual world. It's a different kind of life.
Yes.
It's not subjugation.
This is why I said that there is subjugation and there is annulment. These are two things. In previous days also we learned about it. Yesterday we also started talking about it, right? You don't remember?
Huh? Hmm?
Yes, but we also said the other, the opposite argument, that there's partial annulment, then there's subjugation, and now you're adding another kind of annulment, which...
Okay, each one of you heard it the way he did. Okay. What? Hanoch.
To continue this a bit forward. We've come to a stage in the study where it's really, it's important to be in all of these discernments of what is what, or can you just come and try to connect, and whatever source you're given, you read whatever text, and more or less you do the work that's required. Or does it really matter if you really go into all these fine details of subjugation and annulment?
No, you're right about that. This, it comes and goes until it settles in a person, until a person feels it out of whatever he's going through. Until then, he doesn't quite understand it precisely. You can give him some definition, some words, 1,000 times, but it's not going to help. And then suddenly, it is revealed within. Oh, suddenly, you realize what it is. But subjugation, we say that this is something that you can get to know. Let's say somebody yells at me, like that. And I, instead of responding, usually the more you'll advance in spirituality, you will be tougher in corporeality. And so instead of jumping back at him, it will be difficult, but you will be able to arrange things in such a way that this comes to me from the Creator, and He is arranging it so that I will subjugate myself, and it's not that I subjugate myself towards this person who is jumping at me, but rather I subjugate myself in order to crown the Creator in this specific incident that happens in reality. And by that, I correct myself so that I'm no longer under the forces of separation that are separating me from the Creator. Rather, I determine that there is none else besides Him, good as good, in that particular incident. And this is how we advance from one incident to another incident until we come to a state where out of the many such actions of subjugation, we can reach annulment. Annulment is already, because all of our actions are accumulative actions, because we are correcting the kli of Adam HaRishon. So there are certain numbers there, 613, 620, 248, 365, etc. And therefore, following a certain number of such actions, I already have experience, and having done something according to the root of my soul, I had to subjugate myself and do something for the time being, because subjugation is all along the path until the end of correction. However, by that, I have already done enough in order to start to get to know the control of the upper one in a way that is more clear. I subjugate myself, let's say, in all of these incidents that all in all, if when they connect, where I subjugated myself towards the upper one, and he can rule me and I can feel his control. That's already ibur, impregnation. That's already annulment on my side, and according to the action, it's ibu, impregnation inside of the upper one. This is how we, bit by bit, move on to... But it will always be a greater control of the Creator, on top of me determining in my desire that here I'm allowing Him to rule. Yes.
Another question regarding the study in general. Many times, it sometimes happens that you ask us if we feel that it's right to study this way or that way, what we prefer. Did the Rabash do the same? Is this a method of study where...
Well, there were such things, yes. If it wasn't in the presence of the students, well, I would just talk to him about it.
There's always this sensation that any time where we interfere with this, it's...
No, educate a boy according to his way. Here it has to be Well, let's say we talked with Rabash about the fact that I liked reading Ramchal. So he said, if so, maybe we can study Adir B'Marom, Mighty in the Heavens. So I brought this. I had this book earlier, and he had it. And we learned Mighty on High. We didn't study together with the other students. Nobody even knows that I studied this with him. It's an interpretation of the Safra of Tzniut, Book of Chastity by Ramchal. So educate a boy according to his way. It's very important because you need to show the disciple, the student, that on the one hand he has a free choice. On the other hand, in that as well, there has to be subjugation. You see? So, nevertheless, but that she shouldn't feel that here there's just, I'm in control, I know what to do. Education also requires some inner freedom. Otherwise, it's what we call, Prabhupada used to call it, education of monkeys. You disagree? I'm going to slap you, and you have no choice, and then you agree. That's a monkey's education. Okay, so. Yes.
I wanted to ask, if there is subjugation and you ascribe the current situation related to the Creator, so what is the addition that brings about Ibu, conception? Why do you need anything more?
No, that's very nice. And do you think that from the side of the thought of creation, this is enough?
I don't know if it's enough, but
does the Creator want it to be this way? He wants the baby or the child, your child, to be under your complete control without opening up their mouth and growing by themselves? The purpose of creation is to bring the created beings to the height of the Creator. And they shall know me from the little, the smallest of them to the greatest of them. You see? Therefore, you're right in your question, however, this is just the first degree, the first state where the created being starts to understand that what is best, what is most correct out of his ego, out of whatever he goes through, out of the way that he was created and then broken, what is right for him is to subjugate himself and to accept the Creator's control, and out of that to understand the Creator and to attain him so that he will rule instead of the Creator over himself. He wants by himself, by his own goof, body, in his soul and all of his qualities, he wants to arrange them the same way as the Creator, just as the Creator arranged him to begin with. What was missing in Adam HaRishon relative to the end of correction? Why was he broken? He was broken only in order to make room to feel that he has to attain the Creator and be like him. Otherwise, he would be in the Garden of Eden. He was doing everything correctly. He did not arise in any way against the Creator. He was dwelling in the quality of Bina. Everything is great. Excellent. However, what's not there? There's no attainment of the Creator. There's no equivalence of form. I'm not at the same height. The Creator, by that, specifically wants to show himself. What does he demand of the created being? That the created being will be like him, because there's no higher degree than that. This is the absolute, this is perfection, and therefore, return, O people of Israel, to the Lord your God. Therefore, there was a shattering in order to discover what is missing. And a person by himself, Adam by himself, would not break. He wouldn't be able to, because the wholeness, the perfection of Bina, it's the Garden of Eden. It's, you don't need anything else but the Garden of Eden. It's not the end of correction. It's just the quality of bestowal that dwells in you. By that, you do not identify with the Creator. By that, you are a sacred animal, sacred beast. This is what Adam HaRishon had, you see. And therefore, when he was broken, the deficiency was revealed. But why was he broken? Why wasn't only the deficiency revealed of how much an ascent he needs to perform from Bina to Ketel? Because that is impossible, because it has to be until the very last detail in each and every desire. There has to be his mixing in with their, that he wants to reach the degree of the Creator, that he wants to prove it, and he wants to bring contentment by himself in each and every detail. And therefore, there was a lack of, or sorry, the necessity for the shattering, that it had to be carried out, and our work on each and every detail.
By having subjugation, and you crown the Creator over everything that happens in reality, by that do you not attain Him?
No, in subjugation I do not attain Him. I only subjugate my evil inclination and everything that seems to me, and I don't care what I see. And some of these actions I do it because it will be better for me to subjugate myself towards the Creator. It's out of fear and all kinds of unpleasant feelings. It's better for me, more worthwhile for me, out of my will, egoistic will to receive, to replace the control over me, yours, of the evil inclination, to the Creator's control over me. You see, any unpleasant thing, and the Creator makes it unpleasant, I replace it by His control. And if it will be different, and if they will come, I will have the control of some big king who will give me all the goodness in life and great pleasures, not shame and all kinds of pressures, but the great pleasures. Will I be able to replace that by the Creator's control, which will be less pleasant according to my kelim, or not? So we're not done with subjugation here. Yes.
So what do you come to know through subjugation? Just the control of the Creator over the whole of reality, which you prefer over any other, and that's where you're headed?
Yes, yes. But that's only the beginning. Subjugation remains along the entire path and on the highest degrees. Zat de bina, ga of bina. I will need it throughout the whole way. But again, there it's with respect to great pleasures, where the Creator Himself is telling me, take that, and instead I prefer to be annulled towards Him completely, in zero.
And what does the conception give you, the bu, that you didn't have before in subjugation?
Ibu is not subjugation, rather it's the continuation of subjugation for the time being, which is concession, annulment, annulling myself, that I am willing to cancel myself, give up on myself in everything. It is something that is truly devotion, that I give myself to the Upper One, and then I'm rewarded with developing inside of Him.
I can't manage to bridge the gap between the end of the act of subjugation and what you...
You don't need to. You don't need to. It will come. We will study about it, and we will actualize it in the 10... It's good that you want to jump ahead, but it will come. Okay. Oop. How many do we have here? Okay, Terence. But I'm asking you to the point.
Yes, I read three words, devotion or soul devotion, annulment,
yes,
and concession. So subjugation is difficult because there is no sensation. It's like, my question is it an action?
Subjugation?
Yes.
Subjugation is an inner action that I want the Creator to be revealed, let's say, and I will subjugate myself toward Him, toward His control, that I somehow imagine to myself that He is controlling the whole of reality, and it's not you and Him and Him, etc.
But why is it difficult? Annulment.
Why is it difficult? Because here, each time new kelim are revealed to us, and on top of them, we have to determine subjugation. Okay, let's be done with these things for the time being, and let's continue. Please read it again.
Again, excerpt number one. The beginning of the entrance into the work of the Creator is regarded as ibu, impregnation. When one cancels his self and becomes impregnated in the mother's womb, as it is written, hear, my son, your father's instruction, and do not forsake your mother's teaching or your mother's Torah. This comes from the verse, for if you call the mother understanding Bina, meaning that one cancels self-love called Malchut, whose original essence is called will to receive in order to receive. And he enters the vessels of bestowal called Bina. One should believe that before he was born, meaning before the soul descended into the body, the soul was adhered to the Creator. And now one longs to adhere to Him as prior to her descent. This is called Ibu, when he completely annuls his self.
So, first of all, what does he write here? The beginning of the entrance into the work of the Creator. The work of the Creator begins with that. That's one. From what? From annulling himself completely, but that's not enough. We talked about annulment. We talked about subjugation. However, here, he positions himself in a state where the upper one starts to work on him. As it says here, he enters the state of the vessels of bestowal. So now, from the annulment, from the concession, from the subjugation, when one annuls himself, his self, a change starts to occur in him, when in him starts to work, starts to awaken, starts to be built vessels of bestowal. This is considered as that drop of semen beginning to develop. So forces of bestowal start accumulating in him. And again, as he says, we had that feeling at that state before the shattering. It all exists. The Shemot are there. There is nothing incidental here. You know, who knows how it happened. Rather, we are going through well-defined stages, very specific, very consistent. We go from one state to the next state, from one state to the next state, and there's nothing here that is, everything goes back to the root, as it says, to our root, each one to his own root. And therefore, we shouldn't think that here we are lost and who knows what's happening. There is no such thing in spirituality. In corporeality, it sometimes seems this way, but in spirituality, we have to say in advance, and this is truly how it is, that all of the states, up to the very last detail, It is all well defined. It all follows the Reshimot. It is all according to how the soul descended from above down with the shatterings and all the things. It all follows a system of absolute laws. And here we are coming back to the root. So, first of all, we should fill ourselves with a certain confidence. There's no incidents here, and there's no mess here or being lost, as it may seem to us, because of our lack of understanding and feeling and orientation. Rather, we are going back, and it is defined very specifically and precisely. The month of pregnancy, katnut, gadlut, until the end of correction, it's all prearranged. What is required of us is to assist each action with a prior deficiency. It's not that we are actually doing something. God forbid. No, nothing. The light does everything. This is the work of the Creator. He does it. However, we just have to realize how we need to do what we call half the shekel, and the Creator does the rest. I do what's written, what is up to me, and He does the rest. And this way, each time. So, what am I trying to say? Don't think that you're getting lost. Don't think that you can carry out some actions here that rather, everything only depends on how much we want to advance in a way that is as pure as possible. That's it. But actually here, the more we go forward, we see that indeed everything is prearranged and everything is ready for the meal, as we call it. Is this clear? What is Ibu? What is Ibu? What is the meaning of Ibu?
Ibu means that I annul myself towards the Upper One, towards the power of bestowal, Bina. And I'm willing to take upon myself, not in subjugation, everything that's in front of me, but rather I'm willing to accept everything that's even ahead of me, not yet seen, not yet disclosed. That means that I'm in soul devotion. Meaning, what's revealed, if it's revealed, then I calculate this against that and so on. Things which are known, things which are palpable, which take place in my vessels, that's subjugation. Now, annulment, in comparison with subjugation, they're all definitions which are very, complex. So, annulment, as opposed to subjugation, means that ahead of time I annul myself as much as possible, as much as I'm capable, in regards to whatever may happen to me, meaning ahead of time. Let's say I'm in faith, right? It's a power of Bina which annuls me, it helps me with that, and then I annul myself towards the Upper One, and of course the Upper Force does all these things to me. But I go through these states. Yes.
Can a person feel that he's in Ibur or not, or that he's born?
Of course.
He can feel that he's in Ibur?
Yes.
What does he feel? When a person is in Ibur, what does he feel?
When you'll feel it, you'll feel it.
No, but what is this concept of Ibur?
I won't tell you more.
But he's born in spirituality again.
I don't know also. I can't. Don't interrupt. There is a matter of pedagogy. It's the process which you have to...
Stages or...
The process you need to go through, and you can't just spread it all out all at once. And a person has to come up with lacks, needs, questions, misunderstandings, confusions, because otherwise he won't have good grasp of the matter. So that's how you study, for that reason. The place where you learn is a place of confusion and searching. Otherwise, nothing will happen. Because you need to also be creative. Our path doesn't require actions. It demands participation. And as participation, in participation, you need to manufacture new vessels. It's not like in our world. You don't need to be just an extra superior kind of worker. You have to know more. You have to have the mind to agree, to disagree, to build or not to build, to understand the things which the Upper One is doing to you. You have to grow towards the Rosh, the head of the Upper One, constantly. And not to have the head of the body, meaning that you just carry out actions. I received the command, I understand the command, and I do it. I follow it. Like a construction worker or something, he knows what needs to be done, he does it. But the architect, he has such calculations which the simple builder cannot calculate. So that's what's required of us.
Now, what I asked is there a difference between Ibul and the spiritual birth? That's what I'm asking.
I don't know. I'm not discussing this right now. Where spiritual birth? Let go of all the nonsense. Ask more serious matters. You're unrealistic. Spiritual birth. You don't know what's expecting you yet. The 9 months of pregnancy and the subjugation even before the... Yes.
Rabash writes here that a person should believe that before he was born, that is before the soul descended into the body, the soul was adhered to him, to the Creator, and now he longs to come back. What does it mean a person has to believe it?
The difference is that then the soul was adhered to the body. The person did not participate. He didn't understand where he was. He wasn't the cause for anything. And now he will cause, because he wants to be in the Upper One. He wants to be adhered. He will know the Upper One and will want to affiliate with him, to identify with him, and so on. That's the cause for all of the shattering and creation. Nothing else is required. To build vessels for the person so that he will come to know where he is and with whom he is dealing.
So when he says that a person should believe it, it means that he should depict that situation to himself, build it in a tent. What does it mean?
Yes. He needs to... Faith is the power of Bina. He needs to acquire the power of Bina. And by the power of Bina, he begins to receive knowledge of the Upper One, recognition of the Upper One. All right? Well, so let's continue. Now, let's continue, guys. It's a little bit more. Please.
Exit number 2 from Rabash. Ibul, conception 1. The broken and dead kelim vessels arise with the sparks for an Ibul through the Reshimot, recollections that received their light. For example, after the sin of Adam HaRishon, the created beings are regarded as broken and dead kelim. That is, their kelim are only in self-reception, separated from the life of lives. There is only a spark in them from the Reshimot of Or Chozer, reflected light, that remained and descended in order to sustain the kelim, so that through it they will be able to rise for the revival of the dead. That spark is a spark of Kedusha, holiness, and it is a residue of the Or Chozer. We must raise it, meaning receive it in order to bestow, which is called raising, meaning raising man. By this, a masach, screen, and oviyut, thickness, are made, on which comes the filling, when the Or Chozer fills the kelim to an extent that will clothe the lights, the Or Yashar, direct light.
Yes, again.
The broken and dead kelim vessels arise with the sparks for an ibur through the Reshimot, recollections that received their light. For example, after the sin of Adam HaRishon, the created beings are regarded as broken and dead kelim. That is, their kelim are only in self-reception, separated from the life of lives. There is only a spark in them, from the Reshimot of Or Chozer, reflected light, that remained and descended in order to sustain the kelim, so that through it they will be able to rise for the revival of the dead. That spark is a spark of Kedusha, holiness, and it is a residue of the Or Chozer. We must raise it, meaning receive it in order to bestow, which is called raising. Meaning raising man. By this, a masach, screen, and oviyut, thickness, are made, on which comes the filling, when the Or Chozer fills the kelim to an extent that will clothe the lights.
Alright, we still do not understand exactly what's going on here. Or Yeshar, Or Chozer, Nitzut, spark, the ascent, the descent. These things gradually will come to see this from the actions that come upon us as they become clarified.
Exit number 3 from Rabash. What is there is none as holy as the Lord, for it there is none else besides you. The first beginning, when a person enters the Kedusha, is the Ubar, the embryo. This is the meaning of the Creator forming a form of bestowal within the previous form, which is the Mother, who is called vessels of reception. In the vessels of reception, the man, Adam, is born. Afterward, the man shifts to Kedusha, which is that all his actions are for the sake of the Creator. Thus, who gave him the vessels of bestowal? It is, as we learn, the oviyut, thickness of Keter is called oviyut of Shoresh, and is called oviyut of the Ubar. The Shoresh root is the Creator, whose desire is to do good to his creations. When a person receives the first quality of Kedusha, he receives vessels of bestowal, meaning he can aim to bestow in vessels of bestowal. This is called that the Creator forms a form, meaning the form of bestowal, which is that he gives him the power to be able to bestow within the form of his mother, who is the previous state, before he came to connect with the Kedusha. The previous state is called mother, and the next state is called Ibu.
Those are difficult verses. It's evident that you did not choose them. What? It's from last year. So what?
Tikra 6.
Read 6, number 6.
Exit number 6 from Rabash, the meaning of truth and faith. We were given the path of faith, which is above reason. Namely, not to take our sensations and reason into account, but say, as it is written, they have eyes and see not, they have ears and hear not. Rather, we should believe that the Creator is certainly the supervisor, and He knows what is good for me and what is not good for me. Therefore, He wants me to feel my state as I do. And as for myself, I do not care how I feel myself, because I want to work in order to bestow. Therefore, the main thing is that I need to work for the Creator. And although I feel that there is no wholeness in my work, still in the kelim of the upper one, meaning from the perspective of the upper one, I am utterly complete. As it is written, the cast out will not be cast out from him. Hence, I'm satisfied with my work, that I have the privilege of serving the king, even at the lowest degree. That, too, I regard as a great privilege, that the Creator has allowed me to come closer to him, at least to some degree.
Again.
We were given the path of faith, which is above reason, namely not to take our sensations and reason into account.
Now he explains the meaning of faith above reason, meaning not to take into account our own feeling, our own work.
Rather, to say, as it says, they have eyes and see not, they have ears and hear not. Rather, we should believe that the Creator is certainly the supervisor, and he knows what is good for me and what is not good for me. Therefore, he wants me to feel my state as I do. And as for myself, I do not care how I feel myself, because I want to work in order to bestow. Therefore, the main thing is that I need to work for the Creator. And although I feel that there is no wholeness in my work, still, in the kelim of the Upper One, meaning from the perspective of the Upper One, I am utterly complete. As it is written, the cast out will not be cast out from him. Hence, I am satisfied with my work, that I have the privilege of serving the king even at the lowest degree. That, too, I regard as a great privilege, that the Creator has allowed me to come closer to him, at least to some degree.
Understood? Questions?
No, General.
Yes, Lami.
What does it mean to serve the king?
To serve the king means that I subjugate myself and I crown him over everything that happens, and I'm willing to just completely subjugate myself.
Is that for him? Is it for me?
It depends on how you determine it. And of course, if it's clean work, then the service needs to be wholehearted, meaning with nothing back for oneself, nothing in return.
What kind of benefit is there from our efforts to annul? Who enjoys it?
You enjoy it, doing that, acting like that, because you have pleasure being above your own natural desire.
So it's like someone who is a hero, that he's happy that he overcame some bad inclination.
Here, you are judging between the importance of things, what's more important. Meaning, of course, you can determine that you want the Creator to be more important, and that's through the work in the society, through the reception of the reforming light, of course. It doesn't just come to you, but after it does come to you, then you ask, you request that the Creator will rule.
In this study, do we need to do anything active, or do we have to enter a mode where we read and the light works? And
No. It's as active as possible, and to actualize it in the 10 as much as possible. We spoke of subjugation. This is the continuation of subjugation.
And subjugation, there's a feeling that it's kind of nearby because you understand that your desires and that there's a different spirit in the 10 and you have to lower yourself towards
because
the desire of the 10.
Because you are there with the same will to receive. You do not change it. You still do not rise to the will to bestow. Here, we're talking about how you decide and crown one over the other.
What are the actions right now during the study that you expect us to do when we read some materials that we don't really have emotional contact with it? I mean, we hear about it, but we are not really capable of touching it.
The lack which you now feel is prayer. To be in distress, because you do not understand, you do not feel, but you want to, like a little child. Yeah, he can't complete the puzzle. And together, when we do it together, we'll advance quickly. Yes, who else? Is that it? Yes, Moshe.
You said it in reception in Kabbalah, there are no actions. A person has to be creative. Can you open it up? Every time we have to generate a new state, I didn't quite...
I didn't understand either. What? Again?
You said that seemingly there are no actions, and we have to be creative each time and do something. Requires our own creative participation. I kind of missed out there. So
what is this about? Since then, I went through 1,000 states.
I can't quite say. You said that there are no actions, that so that you need to do 1, 2, 3, like in corporeality, where it's very clear what you have to do.
No, in our spiritual process, there are clearly defined actions, but we cannot see them. But I spoke of the fact that it seems to us that we don't know how we develop, but every single moment we go through very well-defined states, and there's nothing random or incidental in life. It just seems to us like that. Suddenly, I don't feel, I don't understand, I'm confused, I come out of the lesson, I don't even know what I learned there, what's going on. It's all only in my own sensation. We are going through well-defined and clearly defined states.
Yes, but let's say the state of annulment. I can't perform annulment. It's a state. Apparently, I have to perform any actions, and the result of that reach this state, right? Annulment is not an action.
No, it's an action. Why not?
Oh, it's an action? How does a person, when he's in the will to receive, how can he perform an act of annulment? If he can, he's no longer in the will to receive. He's above it.
No, so I said that primarily annulment will be in lolishma, not for her sake. Meaning, lolishma, meaning that someone is jumping at me and causing me sorrow and fear and all sorts of problems. Someone is attacking me, and suddenly I discover that it's the Creator doing it. And not that cause, let's say that person or someone. So it's better for me to exchange the bad cause for a good cause, meaning that the Creator is doing it deliberately. He's just pushing all these states on me by which I advance towards correction. So here it's clear to us that any egoist will be glad if he hears of such things. He will be glad. And that's what we need to also make public, right? To advertise. No. Yes?
Let's say you said that no matter what happens, I have to accept the situation a priori, that it's for my benefit.
Yes.
And this is called subjugation. It's called annulment.
Yes.
Okay, so I hear such a thing. I tried out, and I cannot do it, because I do depend on my...
Okay, so not yet, but we did talk about how to define things a little more, the difference between annulment and subjugation, so I said that, and there are many other changes in between them.
But I want to understand, how do we shift from a state where I'm not in it to a state where I'm in it? Is that, that's an accumulated process, that's clear? The light works, etc. But is it out of the sorrow where each time you try and you see that you're not in it?
There is some kind of sensation of the upper one in my annulment, such that if I annul myself, I feel that the Upper One is shining on me, illuminating to me in some way, not exactly clothing on me, but present.
Let's say, I want to be in a state where whatever happens in a moment, it's all for my benefit. In my mind, I realize that it would be good.
Yes.
But
what?
I actually ask
to have this power. It's the power of faith.
In the end, we reach a prayer, nevertheless.
Yes, of course. Of course. That's... There's nothing new there. Yochai.
Good morning, my teacher.
Good morning, yes.
How can I ask that? My teacher, in the last week, something was created. This is how I see it. A great gap was created between me and the study, the friends. I see no benefit. I have no patience for anything.
Excellent.
I just want to finish the lesson and get out of here.
Yes.
Well, I don't understand anything about spirituality that I realized before. But maybe you can say what you demand so that I'll try to awaken it and
annulment. That's what I require, what I demand. That's what we learn. Annulment. At least subjugation. I come and I participate. Like, what does the embryo do? He annuls. It annuls itself, and then the upper one raises it, grows it. But it annuls itself. It was annulled before also. What was it? Before that, wasn't he annulled in respect to the upper one? Who among us has some free choice in something? There's no such thing. If we saw the whole picture, the Creator is doing this from one side, from the other side, from here and from there, darkness and light. The light does everything. There's none else besides Him. Is there anything to talk about even? But what's required of you right now, meaning from the side of the Creator, there is no change. He's in complete rest and so on. But what's required of you is that gradually, layer by layer, you'll annul your egoistic will and give of yourself, of the of your consciousness. Make room for the Creator to rule. Before, you didn't want Him to rule at all. There is no such thing as the Creator at all. After that, yes, to a certain small degree. And then, little by little, you allow Him ingress into your life. That's the whole thing. Until you reach a state where you annul yourself entirely in all your vessels, and even more than annulling yourself entirely, you begin to work instead of Him, supposedly. All my bones shall declare, not only to bestow in order to bestow, but also to receive in order to bestow. You carry out everything as the Creator would have, but it's you doing it. You want to do it instead of Him. But all those things, they come from subjugation.
Do I need to do something like Him?
You need only to come, to sit, and to listen as much as you can. That's it.
I'll tell you what my problem is. I'm searching for something that, something effective. If I can't help with everything that we study, if I can't help somebody, the group, I'm not interested. Now I immediately begin to be bored, and...
I understand. I don't know. It's, Gilad, you need to think of, to give him some kind of
No problem. Tonight, this evening, we have telemarketing. You can come, make phone calls.
Oh, great. In that, you're very successful.
The newspapers to hand out if necessary. There are many actions, many things we can do. I'm not sure if that's what he wants, but...
But when you do these things, you also think that by so doing, you also want to understand the meaning of subjugation better. What it means to be an embryo, what it means to be annulled. That's all. We'll see how it works. We always do half of the work, and half comes from above. All right? Is it clear? Yes?
To continue him also a little bit, according to what it says in the excerpt also, in that state that is described, a person has no clue what is beyond his personal feeling, sensation. He just has to long to be a little bit above that, that he'll be taken to be above good, it's good for me, it's bad for me, right?
No.
Okay.
I can... I can surprise you. If you annul yourself, you discover everything. Everything. The embryo, yes, in his mother's womb, sees from the end of the world to its end. A candle is lit on its head, and the whole of the Torah is disclosed to him. The whole of the Torah is taught to him. You understand? Just like that, just so. Annulment. That's how great of a thing annulment is. He cannot still digest it with his own vessels. But he is incorporated into the upper world. And until the end of correction, he will never again have such great adhesion with the upper one as he did at the time where he entered conception.
But it's forbidden for him to think the way you said now. He has to be in complete annulment, right? Not to think that out of that, what I'll get is...
Because he is in complete annulment, he sees from the world's end to its other end.
That's the result of it, but in the state I'm in, I must not think about what you said now, right?
Think, well, it's forbidden to ask, it's okay to ask.
But it's a reward, so if I think
yes,
about
yes,
it...
Yes, you should have a reward. Why is it not a reward to discover the Creator? And how? In our current vessels, in the vessels of reception, for the time being.
Can I ask a continuation question?
Yes.
What is the work in that state? What is the work with the group? Just mutual support to hold on to this difficulty? I also identify what Yochai said about how he feels.
The work with the group is the same kind of work as with the upper one, like the womb of the upper one. It's the same kind of work. Well, let the friend ask and we'll... Go on, you.
You said when you answered the questions, we have to assist in half the shekel in a deficiency. You need to grow into the Rosh of the Upper One. What does it mean to grow to the Rosh of the Upper One?
We talked about how we lack nothing but to understand what the Upper One wants of us. And all of our work is from before the shattering of the vessels and after and towards the end of correction, is to acquire the Rosh, the head, coming to awareness, understanding. That's what the shattering of the vessels was for. The Creator wants us to know Him, and that's what the shattering of the vessels was for. So, friends, we're going on to the second part of the lesson, which is called Part 10 of Tess.